NBC Radio continues its New Year's Eve All-Star Parade of Bands across the nation with... joining us. This is Ralph Portner with a warm welcome, friendly welcome to the West Coast. Here in Southern California, we're celebrating the approach of the brand new year with champagne. Champagne music of Lawrence Welk and his famous orchestra from the world-famous, beautiful Hollywood Palladium in the heart of Hollywood, Sunset nearby. Oh, enthusiasm. We're about 240 seconds away from a brand new year. Lawrence Welk and Company, they're all ready to say it with music. Selection in 1968 featuring Myron Florin, Lawrence Welk's right-hand man, with the most popular polka ever written, the Beer Barrel Polka. Countdown. Old Lang Syne. 3, 2, 1. Everybody. Yes, indeed. 1969 has arrived in Southern California. And before we have our first musical selection, I'd like to bring to our NBC microphones the gentleman who is becoming more popular, looking more younger with each passing year, Lawrence Welk. Thank you, Ralph. Thank you. I hope you can hear us out there because we have really a happy crowd on hand. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been playing here at the Hollywood Palladium for many years. I truly believe this is the nicest, the happiest, the biggest audience we've ever had in our history of our band. I would like to bring you greetings from all of our champagne and music makers. A very wonderful, a very good new year to all of you folks. Now I'll turn you over to Ralph Portner. Thank you very much, Lawrence, and the honors. The first musical selection for 1969, and they're ready to swing out the High Tide Boogie. Talented twosome, Sandy and Sally. We can fly.
Groovy in a daydream.
palladium applause for Sandy Jensen, Sally Flynn. Now back to all the champagne music makers, Lawrence Welk & Company. You're just in love. You're just in love, and in the background, Lawrence Welk and Bobby Burgess exchanging dances with lovely Sissy King. Now the pride of Jersey City, New Jersey, bubbling Bob Lido, his version of Maine.
You coax the blues right out of the horn, Maine. You charm the husk right off of the corn, Maine. You got the banjo strumming and plucking out of tune to beat the band. You got the whole place of it's a tune, Dixie, back to Dixieland. You make this singer feel like a king, oh, Maine. You make this world we live in swing, Maine. You make the old magnolia tree blossom at the mention of your name. Your special fascinational proved to be inspirational. I think you're just sensational, Mame. Oh, yeah! We'll be right back. magnolia tree blossom at the mention of your name. Your special fascinational proved to be inspirational. I think you're just sensational. Oh yeah, you're sensational. I think you're just sensational. Mame, 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 mame.
With some great trombone assist, courtesy of Bob Havens. And speaking of Dixieland, NBC has a great treat for all you listeners. Immediately following the Lawrence Welk broadcast, our good friend Pete Fountain with Dixieland music from New Orleans. Now, back to Lawrence Welk with one of the prettiest songs ever written, the beautiful Melody of Love. Bobby Burgess leading the band, Lawrence Welk enjoying a dance with Sissy King. Well, now we have a student from USC, Steve Smith. You know for whom he'll be rooting tomorrow. Here he is with South of the Border.
South of the border, down Mexico way. That's where I fell in love when stars above came out to play. And now as I wander, my thoughts ever stray. South of the border, down Mexico way. Now she was a picture in old Spanish lace. Just for a tender while, I kissed that smile upon her face. For it was fiesta, and we were so gay. South of the border, down Mexico way. And she sighed as she whispered mañana, never dreaming that we were parting. I lied as I whispered mañana, for our tomorrow never came. Baby, south of the border, I rode back one day. There in a veil of white by candlelight, mission bells told me that I mustn't stay south of the border, down Mexico way. Ay, 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 ay.
Of Steve Smith. Well, to show you that Lawrence Welk is neutral, we now call on very lovely Natalie Nevins with Beautiful Ohio. State fans here. Now, the song from My Fair Lady, Get Me to the Church on Time. Thank you. Welk's popular theme, Bubbling Bubbles in the Wine. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. 1969 here in Southern California. Have a wonderful year. And on behalf of Lawrence Welk, the Hollywood lady, Mrs. Ralph Portner, thanking you. And, of course, we'd like to tell you that this portion of NBC's New Year's Eve All-Star Parade of Bands was presented through the courtesy of the American Federation of Musicians. We still have time to say, have a wonderful, have a happy, have a contented, brand new 1969. Thank you and bless you.
NBC Radio News next, and then NBC's All-Star Parade of Bands continues with the Dixieland of Pete Fountain and the Ronnie Cole Trio from New Orleans on the NBC Radio Network.
Zero, right out 11, 7 of crap 11. Good old, they're coming out. How about you, New Orleans?
Are you a consistent loser because of your gambling? Are you losing your wages, your savings, and your loved ones? Then it's possible that you are suffering from a serious illness known as compulsive gambling. A compulsive gambler gets progressively worse as he continues to gamble. If you have a desire to end this constant turmoil and want help to live a normal life, contact Gamblers Anonymous by calling Murray Hill 97500.
Well, when I'm driving, I'm behind the wheel, so I don't think I need them.
I figure that when your number's up, it's up, and they aren't going to save you.
I don't like the way they feel around, you know, the waist.
Oh, no, no, no. That's too much like work to put them on.
Dick Flynn will never work again. Like too many drivers, he found an excuse for not wearing safety belts. What's your excuse?
NBC Radio News. Here's Bill Fitzgerald.
Three American soldiers were released by the Viet Cong in South Vietnam on New Year's morning. They are identified as Specialist Fourth Class James Brigham of Ocala, Florida, and Thomas Jones of Linville, Indiana. The third man was Private First Class Donald Smith of Akron, Pennsylvania. All are said to be in good physical condition. The freed U.S. soldiers were captured by the communists a year ago. They were turned over to a five-man American negotiating team on a riverbank 50 miles from Saigon after a two-hour bargaining session. A similar meeting failed on Christmas Day. Israel says that Arab guerrillas fired rockets into an Israeli village New Year's Eve, killing three persons. An Israeli spokesman charges that the attack was carried out near the Lebanese border. Lebanon officials, however, deny the charge, say it was manufactured to justify an Israeli military buildup on the Lebanese border. The UN Security Council took action against Israel Tuesday evening. The 15-nation council voted unanimously to condemn the Israeli government for its attack on the Beirut airport last Saturday. The council said Lebanon was entitled to reparations for losses suffered in the attack, but did not specify any amount. Israel immediately rejected the resolution, said it was against the UN Charter, and thus was worthless. President Johnson served notice on Congress last night that he is not planning any tax reforms in the remaining 20 days of his administration. In letters to leaders of both houses, Mr. Johnson said any changes in the nation's tax programs would be up to the incoming Nixon administration. And billionaire Howard Hughes is literally again spreading his financial wings. That story from Frank Winston in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Howard Hughes has won his battle to purchase a regional West Coast airline. The Las Vegas billionaire said executives of Hughes Tool Company flying to Seattle to complete the purchase of Air West, a regional air carrier servicing the 13 western states and parts of Mexico and Canada, less than 8 hours before his offer to buy expired. According to one airline spokesman, a number of directors who had voted against a merger on December 27th have now voted to approve the $98 million purchase by the billionaire. This is Frank Winston in Las Vegas, Nevada.
There are reports tonight that Elliot Richardson, the Attorney General of Massachusetts, will be named Under Secretary of State in the Nixon administration. The president-elect has told newsmen that he will name several deputies to serve with the incoming Secretary of State, Mr. Rogers, on Saturday, but Mr. Nixon mentioned no names. FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover warns that the United States faces increased terrorist attacks by the new left. He says these organizations are aiming for the total destruction of the federal government. In a year-end report, Hoover also cautioned that the growth of black extremist organizations constitutes a potential threat to the security of the nation. Once again, the hour's top story. Three American prisoners of war have been released by the Viet Cong in South Vietnam. All of the men are reported to be in good physical condition. They were set free on New Year's morning on a riverbank 50 miles from Saigon. Bill Fitzgerald, NBC News, New York.
Stay tuned for the next NBC Radio News.
Hello, this is Hildegard. I'd like to ask you a question. Wouldn't you like every child in the world to have a chance to help himself to a better life? Save the Children Federation has given this chance to thousands of children during its 35 years of service. The success of the Federation's self-help programs depends on the generosity of people like you. You can join the Save the Children sponsors who help children in the United States and overseas on a person-to-person basis. You can contribute to the scholarship fund, which enables underprivileged children in Appalachia to complete their education. You can join in this vital child family community self-help program. There are many ways to help. Find out how by writing to Save the Children's Federation, Box 120, New York, New York, 10017. Yes, that address again is Save the Children, Box 120, New York, New York, 10017.
Don't tie up the mail. Keep it moving. Use zip code in every mailing address and your return address, too. You'll help yourself, your neighbors, and your post office.
WNBC-FM, New York.
Continues its all-star parade of bands across the nation with the live music of the Ronnie Cole Trio from fun-filled New Orleans. Good morning. This is Chuck Pratt, and on stage, Ronnie Cole at the Kauai piano, Everett Link at bass, and Dickie Taylor on the drums. And we're ready to help celebrate the new year. Let's start with San Antonio Road. Thank you. Well, I'll tell you right now, it's Bourbon Street, New Orleans, Cole's Corner's location. And a salute to the thoughts of one, the Arkansas Razorbacks. And, of course, the Georgia Bulldogs. Well, as we all know, today, later on NBC, you'll be able to hear the wonderful Sugar Bowl game. And to the thoughts of everyone in the audience tonight, the Ronnie Cole Trio, an impossible dream. I can tell you right now, if you're ever visiting the great city of New Orleans, don't pass up Cole's Corner, 240 Bourbon Street. Let's say let's swing a little bit on this New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, whatever time zone you're in. And here's the Ronnie Cole Trio and MacArthur Park. Thank you. Cole Trio from Cole's Corner on Bourbon Street, New Orleans. This is Chuck Pratt, radio station WDSU, saying let's switch across the street to Larry Johnson, who is ready with the sounds of Pete Fountain from Pete Fountain's French Quarter Inn. Our parade of bands across the nation with the great New Orleans sound of Pete Fountain and his jazz band.
Thank you.
Thank you. Happy New Year from New Orleans. You're listening to the music of Pete Fountain and his jazz group from Pete Fountain's French Quarter Inn on Bourbon Street in New Orleans. I'm Larry Johnson, and that was Clarinet Marmalade, arrangement by Matty Matlock. We've got a lot of folks here. I think we have some people from Georgia. And a few Razorbacks from Arkansas. They're down here for the Sugar Bowl game. You having a good time in New Orleans? Beautiful. Pete Fountain in the group now with an arrangement by John Goodwill of High Society. Of Pete Fountain and his jazz band from New Orleans, the great Eddie Miller on tenor sax, Nick Fatool on drums, Godfrey Hirsch on the vibe, and a bunch of other guys that aren't so bad either. Thank you for being with us. This portion of NBC's New Year's Eve All-Star Parade was presented through the courtesy of the American Federation of Musicians. Thank you and Happy New Year.
Stay tuned now for NBC Radio News. And remember, later today, NBC brings you three important football games, beginning with the Sugar Bowl, followed by the Rose Bowl, and this evening, the Orange Bowl. Happy New Year from the NBC Radio Network.